From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A White House advisor under fire for inflammatory remarks about the GOP and links to allegations of government involvement in the 9/11 attacks has resigned. Van Jones says he had to step down to avoid getting in the way of President Obama's agenda. Right now, that agenda is a sweeping change to the health care system. President Obama is preparing to deliver a speech on the matter before a joint session of Congress Wednesday. A controversial feature of his proposal is the public option, a government insurance plan that would compete with private insurance companies. Critics say it amounts to a government takeover. White House advisor David Axelrod disagrees.
We want to create a pool in which people who don't have insurance and small businesses can go and get insurance at a competitive price. And a public option would be a valuable tool within that group, that package of plans that would be offered.
Axelrod speaking today on NBC's Meet the Press. There's some good news from the government for consumers and businesses. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
Lower utility bills are likely going to show up in the near future due to the biggest falloff in demand for U.S. electricity in decades. Power consumption fell 1.6% last year. The Energy Information Agency says prices on wholesale markets are now expected to decline for the rest of the year. Government forecasters believe consumption will drop another 2.7% before the year is up. That would mark the first time in 60 years the country has seen demand fall in consecutive years, a big sign of just how much the recession has impacted the energy industry and how Americans continue to conserve. Rates will probably start climbing again next year, although it will probably be less than half the 6.2% jump recorded last year. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Canada is reporting that for the first time in the country's history, more women are working than men. But women's labor groups say there's a darker side to the new statistics. Dan Karpinchuk has the story.
Statistics Canada says for the first half of the year, there were 7.1 million women with paid jobs compared to 6.9 million men. The demographics show that women outnumbered men in all age ranges. Some analysts say the massive layoffs in manufacturing and male-dominated industries are the main reasons for the change. But women's labor groups say while a milestone has been reached, it's not yet time to break out the champagne. Some say the new statistics are not a reflection of gains made by women. They're taking part-time in any work they can get to put food on the table for their families. And the Nurses Association says women are still paid 71 cents on the dollar in relation to men, so they're getting more work, but usually at a much lower pay rate. The numbers also don't include Canadians who are self-employed or unemployed who are actively looking for jobs. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In Afghanistan, NATO says an American service member has been killed in a bombing. According to an Associated Press count, that's the sixth U.S. fatality in as many days. You're listening to NPR News. Afghan election officials have tossed out an undetermined number of votes at 447 polling stations because of alleged fraud during last month's presidential election. The latest results show President Hamid Karzai still in the lead and closer to the 50% mark needed to avoid a runoff. Karzai has nearly 49% of the vote. His main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, is trailing with just under 31%. West Africa is experiencing heavier-than-usual flooding this year, with more than 30 deaths reported and some 350,000 people affected in six countries. Burkina Faso is the worst affected. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
In just one day, one quarter of Burkina Faso's annual rainfall poured down on the capital, Ouagadougou. UN humanitarian spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says the torrential rains have caused great damage. More than 150,000 people have been forced to flee their homes.
Infrastructure have been badly damaged because of the floods. Roads, the main roads, are damaged. Bridges have been washed away.
Beers says this poverty-stricken country is facing extensive crop losses and the loss of cattle from drowning. Electricity in the capital has been cut off. She says the worst is not yet over. The rains are expected to continue for several more weeks. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Firefighters are still battling a ferocious blaze burning north of Los Angeles. The station fire has scorched more than 157,000 acres. It's now more than 50% contained. Authorities say the fire was deliberately set. This is NPR News.